Your attitude every day is a choice. And in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18, he says, I will be joyful in the Lord. And so how does that play out? In terms of situations you go through and difficult situations, how do you still experience victory? Now, Habakkuk went through a process with God. He said, I don't like what I see. I feel like you don't answer my prayer. God did answer his prayer, gave him some information, and it was difficult to swallow. God was going to use the Babylonians to rebuke the Israelites. And Habakkuk is wrestling through all of this, and then he's looking out, and he doesn't have, you know, the animals. He doesn't have the food he wants. And all these different things are going on in his life. And yet, what's his choice? I will rejoice in the Lord. And so I think the balance here is that you are both in a situation and can be above the situation. You know, when you're in a situation, there are emotions, there's feelings, there's pulls. I'm not saying every situation feels good. There might be some situations where you're excited to have them in the rearview mirror. But at the same time, while you're in them, they don't have to swallow you up. They don't have to steal your joy and your peace. You can rise above them. Part of it is responding to God, staying close to Him, and then carrying an attitude, choosing an attitude. I will be joyful in the Lord. And God helps us rise above that level of the problem in His presence and His resources and His perspective, so that even though you're still in it, you're also above it. And God is raising you up. And then because you have that access to God, you're able to help others through it. You're able to be unselfish. You're able to just model that genuine joy, more than just a fake smile, deeper than a smile. So the situations you're going through right now, look to the Lord, choose your attitude. Yes, you're fully in the situation and you're human, but also through Jesus, you rise above it at the same time. Walk on the heights.